they're fine too now.
I saw this Miss Fortner this evening.
Yeah.
The wife of the missing boy.
Yeah. She's a communist, you know.
No, but she acted worse than that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, she was awfully mean and very ugly. And
well, she and her husband both have been active members of the Communist Party in New York for some years.
Is that true? Is that so?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll be damned. I didn't know that.
I sent a report over to you yesterday.
Well, she came in this afternoon and saw Lee White, and he brought her down to see me.
Yeah.
She wants thousands of extra people put down there and said, I'm the only one that has the authority to do it. I told her I put all that we could efficiently handle, and I was going to let you determine how many we could efficiently handle. Now, I talked to McNamara this afternoon. He said he got plenty of airmen and plenty of army people in Mississippi without moving them in, and plenty of Navy people. So if you don't mind, you figure out what we can do, because if they don't, they're gonna want us to go in with big troops and stuff like that. And I'd utilize as many as I could and add a few each day until we give up hope.
I'll do that.
Talk to McNamara yourself. He says that if you let him know how many you can use, and it wouldn't be a bad thing to put another 100 on somewhere to search other places wherever they think they can do it. So we show the country that we are really working at it and being very diligent. We stay just ahead of the hounds, because if they don't, this crowd's going to demand everything in the world.
Now, there's one possibility that we haven't used. We can call upon the governor down there to put in the National Guard, if you have that, if you think that's all right. He's offered that to us several times.
I don't see any harm in it. They might say that it wasn't worth a damn, but
at least it shows that the people in Mississippi, that is in the National Guard or North Navy, that they are actually doing it. Now, what I'm also planning to do, which I'll have effective within the next day or two, I'm opening a main office of the Bureau at Jackson.
Yeah.
We have 52 offices in the service. I'm increasing it to 53. And putting in a full-time office at Jackson, Mississippi, with an agent in charge and a full staff as we would have at New York or San Francisco and those places. But that won't be able to be effective before probably 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, sorry. Well, now, what I would do, I'd follow your judgment. If you think it's good to tell the governor that you want some of the National Guard, fine. But I'd sure ask McNamara for some more people the next day or two and announce them in about two different groups. I'd announce that he's going to have 100 from the Air Force and maybe another 50 or 75 from the Navy or something. So whatever your men can profitably employ.
You see, they've got down there 1,200 naval personnel. They've got 200.
Yeah.
I can immediately order another 200 in, wait a couple of days, and order another 200.
That's what I'd do. I'd have them patrolling every damn thing in that country, and I'd at least keep these kids scared.
Yeah. The woman is no good at all.
Yeah.
And her husband the same way, and her lawyers the same way. Tied in with communist activities for years.
Is she actually a member?
Oh, yes, she's an actual member.